The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.
I cannot say it enough. It is our connections that make us stronger and better and more able to achieve. Let's meet one of our RNIB community connectors now on that very theme. Binny joins me on the line from Montrose. Hi, Binny.
Hello, Steve. Good to hear you.
Listen, lovely to have you on. You are the first RNIB community connector that we are speaking to as part of our new series called Meet the Connectors. Got to ask the question, Binny, how did you get into doing this?
Well, it began because I needed a volunteer to help me exercise my guide dog. And there's a group in Angus called Voluntary Action Angus, and they provided me with support for that and also support to get to hospital appointments. And they asked if there was anything I would like to do. And only the week before, I'd received information about RNIB Connect improving services in your area. And I said, yes, I would be most interested in helping, working with RNIB to find out about how we could set up something in Angus or this Montrose, because there are some other groups further away.
So Montrose is, what, just a bit before Aberdeen, is that right?
Yes, it's 40 miles south of Aberdeen, and it lies directly between Aberdeen and Dundee. Equal distances, actually.
Okay.
About 30 to 40 miles to Dundee from here. So we're bang slap in the middle of Angus. Angus consists of a lot of smaller places, Broth, Monifieth, Kirriemuir, Forfar, that kind of thing. It doesn't have a lot of... I don't think there's been anything ever for visually impaired people here.
Mm. So what do you hope to achieve as an RNIB community connector?
Well, what I'm wanting to do is work with RNIB to help develop more choices for folk with sight loss. They are enjoying... We have about seven or eight people meeting together every fortnight, and they're beginning to enjoy it, and people are coming back, which I'm so pleased about, because...
So you've already started the process, then? You've got people coming together into one place?
Yes, I began with the help of Voluntary Action Angus and RNIB, because RNIB sent out all the invites. Yes, we began our group on the 22nd of September, and we meet fortnightly at the moment in the Park Hotel, but we may be changing it after New Year to a sheltered housing complex. That's still under discussion. Yes, I wanted to do something for visually impaired people here, and I thought they would enjoy meeting. And it's proved that they have enjoyed it. They do want to do it. I would suggest to anyone, get in touch with your voluntary organisations locally, link them with RNIB, and you'll get a lot more support in getting the service started. We want to include more visually impaired people, and this is why we are looking around for the right venue so that we can get speakers and get other things and maybe get outings organised. I mean, even things like folk to have a fish and chip night or something, you know, maybe a meal at tea time and a chat. You know, that could be something we do one day.
Well, if there's food involved, sign me up, Binny.
I'll phone you, Steve. I'll let you know. But you've a long way to come.
Worth the journey, though, I'm sure.
Binny,
wonderful to talk to you. Thank you for joining us.
At all. Thank you for asking me to be interviewed. It's a privilege, Steve. And I'm glad that, and thank you for Connect Radio. It's terrific. Really love it.
Great to hear from you, Binny. Thank you for taking the time to listen and also talk to us. You can continue the conversation by emailing theweeklyconnect@rnib.org.uk.
The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.